Hello and welcome to the SC Ballers podcast. I'm your host and coach of the Terrace Crew, Matt Ricks. This is a solo pod, just me here today to bring you the grand final preview. We have the Storm v the Broncos, should be a matchup for the ages, a replay of the 2006 grand final, which the Broncos took out. That was their last premiership. Obviously, they've been in a few grand finals since then, but they will be hungry to take it out. What an incredible weekend of preliminary finals it was. I thought the Sharks were brave going down against the Storm in a penalty-riddled match. Sharks had their chance. Britton Nicara getting held up was the pivotal moment, I thought, in the midst of getting a high tackle. But full credit to the Storm. They played really well and fully deserving of their spot in the grand final. Broncos will probably be a tougher test for them this week, but they obviously have a great chance. The Broncos, what can you say, incredible comeback against the Panthers, 16-14. I thought the Panthers were a bit their own worst enemy. I thought they played very conservative, went up 14-0, particularly at the back end of the second half when it was 14. I think they led by 8 at that stage. I just thought they were very conservative at 14-6, and even more so at 14-10. They really didn't try to score. They could have been much more aggressive, put the game to bed, but they couldn't do it, and they got Reece Walshed, as have a lot of teams over the previous couple of months. So anyway, let's get into our Supercoach preview. It is the last week of what's been a very long season, but very, very enjoyable. I think this finals game has been a little bit of fun, adds to the flavour of finals. Speaking of, we have the SC Ballers 3K Finals Challenge, which currently is being led by Simon. He's 23 points clear over Ronda's Rabbits. Afterburners, coached by Ben, scored top in round 3 with 921. So it's going down to the wire, and the picks this week will be very, very important indeed. I'm going to just accompany with baller.live today just to go through some player compares for the positions, because in most positions it's really a one or two picks, with center wing being the really only obvious place where to a chance to pot up, really. So let's get stuck straight into hooker, and we've got Harry Grant here, who is the most obvious selection. He comes up against Ben Hunt as the other hooker option. Now, Hunt has had a relatively terrible season. We can see here that he's only projected 52 points versus Grant's 72. So, I mean, on every metric, Harry Grant's a far superior player to Ben Hunt. So I just don't think it's probably worth overthinking this one. Hunt also might lose some minutes to Mam. I think it's just a clear no-brainer, Harry Grant there. Front row forward is obviously Payne Haas. Stefano is busting out some incredible play at the moment. I think it's a little bit too pod, though, to go him. Haas has had this ankle injury, but I still just think it's a pretty clear pick, Payne Haas there. 2RF is Eli Katoa and Jordan Ricci. Really two options there. You've got guys like Pierre Kurer and Willison, but they're just not options versus someone like Ecat. Jordan Ricci is semi-interesting just because he's put together a bit of consistency, but we can see here on the projections that Ecat comfortably out-projects Jordan Ricci. 70% to score 60-plus as opposed to 39% against Ricci. Ricci has averaged 63 in the finals to date, so getting through a lot of work in his matches. I just don't think it's one to overthink there. It's probably ECAT again. But if you want a bit more, the main decision here actually comes down to which slots you want to fill up with Storm, because I should have mentioned that at the top. It's only four players. It's maximum four players per team. So you have to have four Broncos and you have to have four Storm. So this could be a position that you actually do if you want to go for a Pappenhausen instead of an ECAP potentially. So you end up with a Grant, Hughes, Munster, Paps combo. I think that's viable. Speaking of halfbacks, Jerome Hughes here, he gets Adam Reynolds as his competition. Jerome Hughes played well on the weekend. He scored a great try, stitching up Will Kennedy, who was caught out of position. Reynolds is a bit interesting. He only scored 34, I believe, on the weekend. But he He does have the goal kicking, I think. That's actually a bit of conjecture. Obviously, Walsh kicked a couple last week, missed. Then Reynolds kicked the game-winning goal. I think if Reynolds' hamstring is okay, then he will kick. But I haven't heard any inside word there. So let us know if you do have any inside word on the Broncos' goal-kicking situation. Jerome Hughes projected 74, 64% to score, 60. It's hard. He's got the ceiling. Obviously, if you are going to go a lot of Storm attacking players and you're hoping for a big Storm win, I don't mind that stack of Hughes, Munster, Paps. A lot are going to choose Walsh, and probably rightly so. And even in the flex, you could still pick Walsh if you're going to go Pappenhausen. I don't mind that play. I'll probably be trying to pick the two center wings that are going to go big as my flex. So I'm going to go that way. But yeah, pretty clear win here for Hughes. Again, it's just down to that which four Storm you want. 5-8, we have Munster v. Hunt here. Again, on paper, it's a pretty clear win to Munster, but really you're only going Hunt if you have too many Storm and you're really bullish on Storm in those other positions. Munster is projected 68 points and Hunt 52, so clear win there. Munster had a great game on the weekend against the Sharks. Thought he was the best player in the park, particularly in the first half. Really set him up for them well. There's a lot of narrative with Munster this year. He's really carried the team on his shoulders. He's been the one who stayed fit. I think he really gets up for this game, and I think he's a very good chance to win the medal as well. So Cameron Munster will not be leaving my team. Can't get around Benny Hunt. Now, centre wing is a very, very interesting area this week because we have six very viable options, and they are Katoni Staggs, Will Warbrick, let's have a look. Nick Meaney, Xavier Coates, Shibasaki, and Mariner. And then I suppose you could throw Carapani in as well into that mix. Just looking at Meaney, he's got the highest projection here, 66 points. That's because he's got the goal kicking. It's hard in a game where the total is only in for 40 points, which is about seven tries it's in for. So your center wings are just not really ever going to have a huge projection here. That's not to say they can't score well. Obviously, they can if they can get over for a bit of meat. Staggs is going to be super popular here, given just the form he's been in, and you can see why. I think Coates is still a great pot option. Nick Meaney, goal-kicking, probably has the safest floor, but I still probably wouldn't go. I just don't think he's got the ceiling. I think you're looking for a ceiling here. Jackie Howarth, again, similar boat. Shibasaki running at that Storm right edge, which has been much spoken about. You'd have to think they're going to send far more traffic than the Sharks sent there the other night. Hughes only was forced to make only 9 tackles with a broken arm, which seems crazy to me. Then they did go left at the end of the game and scored the try, obviously, in the last second. So, yeah, I could get around that left side for the Bronx, which is Shibasaki, and it's been a fun year, young GI, so I think we might just have to chuck you in the team just for fun anyway. What a season it's been for young GI, culminating, of course, in a Golden Baller Award during the week. So pretty interesting center wing. Fullback now, fullback comparisons. Actually, we actually have currently Pappenhausen projected higher than Reece Walsh, and that's due to Walsh losing the goal kicking and the tough matchup versus Storm. So Walsh is projected 68. I'll just get him up here. And Paps is projected 74, I believe. Let's have a look. 71. So slightly higher projection for Walsh. Now, maybe our model hasn't quite caught up with this Walsh hot hand. No goal kicking in the projection, so you obviously do get that on side. It's obviously very brave to antipod Walsh. I'm not saying I'm definitely going to do it at this stage, but we did see him have a quieter game on the weekend. He obviously burst out late. He's got 40-20 threat. He's got obviously amazing attacking upside. Paps quietly had quite a nice game on the weekend. He just hasn't quite done it this season. So, yeah, look. If you want to antipod Walsh, it's brave. I'm not sure I can do it, but I do like, I think strategically this game, in the one-off game where it's only, you know, 4 players on each team, I think stacking as much potential upside as possible from the same team and hoping for a blowout and going a bit more, maybe, you know, if you are, you know, supporting the Storm or whatever, I think that's probably the way to go. Go for your center wings and your key positions at Storm. So that'd be Paps, Hughes, Munster, and Harry. So the whole spine. And then you go for your center wings and forwards with the Storm. So with the Broncos. Pretty interesting little play there. But I think, yeah, just thinking about if one player scores well, who's going to be advantaged by that else in the team. So, you know, left side stacks, right side stacks. I kind of like that. I think that makes sense for trying to get the biggest score this week. All right, guys, that is going to see us out. Just a nice short, sharp pod for your grand final week. I just want to give a big shout out to the whole baller community. It's been an amazing year. We've learned so much. We've had a lot of fun. We've given away some great prizes. And you guys have just been amazing. So we thank you so much for listening each and every week to the Tuesday podcast, to the Sunday Snap, to the Q&A. We love interacting with you guys. Please jump into our Discord and check out our content. It's going to be keep going. And hopefully we'll be hanging around, coming back for next year. And who knows, maybe some cricket as we get into Big Bash season. So once again, thank you to everyone. Thank you to all the contributors, Jono, Chris, Dan, Tubes. Unbelievable. Everyone at Ball Towers, been an amazing year. Thank you for everyone who has put the effort into the website and to the community. Just incredible, hardworking bunch of people. And yeah, like I said, mainly the listeners and the viewers. It's just been amazing to get to know a lot of you, and looking forward to chatting more and more in the off season in our Discord, and just having a lot of fun playing the game we all love. So enjoy the game this weekend. I thought it's worth, I'm tipping a Broncos win. I just think I just don't think the Storm are the same commodity they've been. They've had a lot of injuries. They've obviously got everyone back on deck now, but the Broncos are riding this Walsh wave, and I think they've just got one more to go to send it home. And yeah, I think they might get the job done. I'll be supporting the Storm, but yeah, I think the Bronx might get it done. All right, guys, enjoy the grand final, and we will catch you later. You beauty.